here's a story from The World.
Another hurricane season is just around the corner. The last one was intense, with 30 named storms in the Atlantic region. A storm gets an official name when its top winds exceed 39 miles per hour. This season is expected to be even more active. As the World's environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler reports, it's all happening as emergency management systems are already stretched to their limits.
Caribbean island nations were spared the worst of last year's hurricanes. Michelle Forbes is the head of emergency management for St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We really were quite pleased that we did not have any cyclones that would have put persons in emergency shelters, because we know that opens up the conduit for the spreading of the COVID-19 virus.
But in a year of overlapping disasters, that changed for St. Vincent last month when the La Soufriere volcano erupted. Forbes says nearly 20,000 people were displaced. Emergency shelters are still full, and thick volcanic ash deposits mean even average rains can trigger dangerous landslides and flooding. Forbes' Emergency Management Office posted videos on Facebook of surging mudslides to warn residents to be careful.
You know, that's a different twist now to the hurricane season. It's not just the regular flooding. So these are the things now that we are working on communicating to the public.
She's called the pandemic, volcano, and now the upcoming hurricane season a triple whammy. And it's meant lots of late nights at the office.
I have slept at my home for 5 nights since April 8th. 5 nights. And I made that decision that this week I am going to return and sleep at my home every night, you know, just for my sanity.
The Atlantic hurricane season officially starts June 1st, but named storms have been arriving before that in recent years.
I pulled up a list of them, actually, in recent
years. Kevin Trenberth is a distinguished scholar at the National Center for Atmospheric Research.
Alex in 2016, Arlene in 2017. Alberto.
Trenberth says improvements in satellite technology make it easier to spot these early storms. But there's also some evidence that hurricane season is getting longer.
There is certainly the suspicion that the hurricane season is not only starting earlier, but ending later. This is consistent with the idea that, you know, climate change is occurring, and so the oceans are warming and the environment evidently is changing sufficiently to enable these tropical storms to occur.
Regional officials are thinking about moving the official start date for the Atlantic hurricane season to May 15th for future years. And this year, the National Hurricane Center is starting to issue its routine tropical storm forecasts on that date. Daniel Brown is a senior hurricane specialist there who says the past 6 years have all seen named storms form before June 1st.
And so because of that, we're going to go ahead and start providing information on May 15th, routine information about disturbances that might form into tropical storms or hurricanes before or right around the start of hurricane season.
Another change this season, no more storms named after Greek letters. They were used last year for just the second time ever after the 21-name alphabetical list was exhausted. But officials decided that having 9 storms named after Greek letters was just too confusing.
Some of the names were similar sounding, with like theta, eta, and zeta occurring consecutively. Some of the names didn't translate well into other languages that are used in the region, Spanish and French. So it was decided by the committee to no longer use that as a supplemental name list.
Instead, there's a second alphabetical list of names as a backup. Brown says he worries that 14 months into a pandemic, so-called disaster fatigue, might leave residents of hurricane-prone regions less likely to prepare for this season. And at the official level, capacity and budgets for emergency response are already under strain.
It's been quite an intense period, both regionally and nationally for the Caribbean. And of course, we wait to see what the 2021 season will bring.
Elizabeth Riley is the acting head of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency. She says emergency operation centers are typically set up for a few weeks when a storm hits, but those same centers have been activated for more than a year straight dealing with the pandemic.
There is, at the national level, very clearly a level of fatigue.
Riley's team mobilized first responders from across the region to help with the volcanic eruption in St. Vincent. When they did, they had to avoid sending people from COVID-19 hotspots who would have had to quarantine for 3 weeks before getting to work.
It has made the situation that much more complex and it means that we have to take into account looking at the risk related to multiple hazards as we're undertaking the planning in the region.
Planning for a season that's once again expected to be supercharged. In the Pacific, this year's storm season got its earliest start ever on Monday with Tropical Storm Andres. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.